Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
For the price of one. Buy one, get one free. I said buy one, get one free on MyTunes this week as we scoop up two of our lovelies from the newsroom at Manx Radio. Why? Because we can. Amy Griffiths and Lewis Foster are with me. Hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's lovely to have you both here. Now, we're not suggesting any intimacy or relationships of any sort. All we're doing
just
is...
just good friends.
We're just scooping up. I went down with a big net and scooped the newsroom because that's what we do from time to time. Now, Amy, your tune has just been on. Leona Lewis, Summertime.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, the reason I chose this one is because it's mainly for my little boy, Jack, because I sing it to him as a lullaby every night because my mum and dad used to sing it to me as a lullaby when I was a kid as well. So it's a song that I don't ever remember actually hearing for the first time. I've just always known it. So it was just a little nod to my family, who I love very much.
I think that is rather beautiful. Permission to quiver slightly on the upper lip.
I am. Okay. Yeah, just slightly damp eye.
I'm going to say, just slightly, Lewis, just slightly. Now then, before we get on to your day one track, Lewis, I need to ask you both, and we'll start with Lewis. Mm-hmm. Newsroom.
Yes.
How did you get into this?
By accident.
Okay.
No, I wanted to go into journalism when I left university. Was looking to get into print media originally, and then just happens about a month after I moved to the island, an advert came up here. So I applied for the position and did a few voice tests while we were up here, and it was like, oh, might have a slight talent for this, maybe. So give it a go. And it's turned out for very well.
But you came to the island without the job.
I did, yes. Ooh. Yeah, I was
bold.
I know, I was a rambler at the time.
Very bold. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Amy? How did you get into all this?
Well, anyone who's listening who is of a certain age may actually remember I started out here, funnily, when we did the newsroom internship many moons ago. I'd just graduated from uni and did the classic, okay, well, what now? And was applying for all kinds of different jobs and saw this one in the paper and thought, you know what? I like people. I like talking. I might, you know, I might as well give it a go. And just sort of blagged my way in. And then, yeah, 10 years later, here I am.
Honestly, I think that might be my fault as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you are fully responsible. So
No. Myself and Marion Kelly,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, you and Marion. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The internships. Now, you obviously, you joined with when we didn't have those.
Yeah.
But they were a great, I thought, way of getting people to see if they liked it.
Unbelievable. And also, just in terms of actually being able to get some proper newsroom experience, which is invaluable, especially today when you see local radio stations, you know, local radio in itself is disappearing in front of our eyes. And the newsroom internship was just gold dust, absolute gold dust. And the amount that we learned in that year, and also even better, it was paid, which again is unheard of. Mostly it's work experience that you're having to do for free. So I just think it was the best thing ever.
Yeah,
best
it was a lot of fun too. Yeah, some great people.
Yeah.
Great people, including yourself. Now, Lewis. Lewis. I'm sorry I couldn't have tied you into Leona Lewis, because there was a very good link there, a DJ link that I couldn't use. But the Undertones.
Yes.
Talk me into the Undertones.
I think I've explained my love for this band a few times on The Breakfast Show over the last couple of years. But yeah, I used to have a cassette. I remember when I was about 6 or 7, my dad gave me his old cassette player, and I had, I think it was just a greatest hits compilation of The Undertones, and it had, of course, Teenage Kicks, Here Comes the Summer. But there was this one, and I'm very much a lyrics man now, and I remember this was one of the first songs I ever listened to the lyrics of and felt that little pang in my chest and thought, oh wow, music is so much more than just what you are hearing immediately. So I have chosen Jimmy Jimmy.
Mark Tiley
on Manx Radio.
You got a lot I knew. I say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there. Got a helping hand to lend. You just want to be on the side that's willing. You say I let you down. You know it's not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. I know the reason that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with. You see me on the street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. You'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. Satisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. For just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
All week on My Tunes, buy one, get one free. Two of our stars of news and current affairs are with me. Why? Because I like them both. Is that all right?
Fine, I need us.
No, absolutely fine.
No other reason. So there we go. And Bob Dylan, positively Fourth Street, was the opening choice of Lewis Foster. Lewis, why Bobby Dylan?
Oh, he's my favourite artist of all time. I think he is the greatest. I've had an absolute admiration for Bob Dylan, especially, you know, 1962, 63 through to 67. That era for me, even when I think I was 14 when I first was introduced to a compilation type album of Bob Dylan's music. And I was saying yesterday how I'm very much a lyrics man, so that he ticks every single box for me. And I remember listening to that specific song, Positively Fourth Street, and having a bit of a tough time at school at the time, and just thinking, here is somebody 50 years ago explaining everything I would like to be able to say, but doing it ferociously, so succinctly and so beautifully in one song that it stuck with me as a favourite ever since.
Fine, can't argue with that. Amy, long before we get to your next tune, when you're working in news and current affairs, is there an area that you feel most comfortable with, or are you happy to throw yourself at anything?
To be honest, it's one of the things I love most about this job is just being able to get to do absolutely anything and everything. And yeah, each day it's completely different. And I think the thing I love most about this job is that I just get to talk to people and find out more about them. And because at the end of the day, everyone's got a story and everyone's got something interesting to talk about. And I love finding that and finding out what that is. I think that's my just favourite thing I love.
Were you a curious child? I don't mean in the way you might be thinking. I mean, were you have curiosity on you?
Always. Yeah. I've always been chatty. I was always the Amy does well at school, but she could do better if she paid more attention. That was always me. But yeah, I think I have always been curious. I always want to know what's going on, why it's happening. I mean, I think a less nice term for it is nosy. I've always been nosy.
Same question for you, Lewis. Is that something that always was there for you, that you were, why is that happening? Who's doing what?
Yeah, absolutely. A natural curiosity has always been there. And the same thing at school as well. Attention was a real difficulty for me. I remember getting a certificate once for trying really hard to smile. Trying to smile. I didn't actually smile, but I tried really hard.
That is wounding.
Isn't it just?
That's a scar for life moment, I think. We have to. Should we send a counsellor around?
I know, I feel like I want to give you a hug.
I can smile now, it's fine.
It's all right, you can do it now. The Doors.
Yes, The Doors.
Yes. Tell me about The Doors.
Well, it was my husband that actually introduced me to The Doors. They are his favourite band. He has Jim Morrison tattooed on his forearm. So,
in words or face?
No, his you know, the kind of the really infamous silhouette of him with the long microphone cord and stuff. He's got that on his whole forearm. So they are his favourite band. And this song in particular ended up being, we sort of had two wedding songs. So it was like our sort of second first dance, if you like. And it's just a song that, one, we both love and means a lot to us as well. So it's Touch Me by The Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. We'll be right back.
Lincoln walks by the rolling sea, where the cliffs drop down to meet the big blue deep. I breathed in the air that rolls over these hills. I breathed it in, but I've had my fill. I gotta roll, roll away. Maybe I'll return to this island someday. Roll, roll away. Maybe I'll return to this island someday. From the towns, the ports, my thoughts still top house. I never felt as safe as I do right now. But I know there's a world waiting out there, and I'll rush head first to it on a wing and a prayer. Gotta roll, roll away. And maybe I'll return to this island someday. Roll, roll away. And maybe I'll return to this island someday. My breath and my bones, and I'll always call this island my home. But I know when the day comes, when my farewell, oh, I will return with a story to tell. I gotta roll, roll away. Maybe I'll return to this island someday. Roll, roll away. Maybe I'll return to this island.
Was here not that long ago, and he played it at the Gaiety, and for me it is one of his finest songs, and it's been chosen for us this morning by one of my MyTunes guests. I've got two, I know, I can't help myself. Amy Griffiths, you chose Backdoor Slam David Knowles' Roll Away. Were you there that night at the Gaiety?
I wasn't. I missed it because I was away, and I was heartbroken because I would have paid good money to have been there. It was, yeah, it would have been amazing, I'm sure.
It was incredible. Yeah. And when he played this, literally the place erupted.
I'm not surprised. And I think because the lyrics, I mean, Lewis was talking in another episode about how powerful lyrics can be. And I think for me in particular, this song, because when I finished my internship here, I moved away for the best part of 10 years. And I used to always listen to this song in particular when I was feeling especially homesick, because it would remind me of why I was away. When I was missing my family and missing my friends, I'd listen to this song and go, yeah, you know what? I'm doing this for a bigger purpose, and because I want more for myself and for my family. And that's why I'm doing this. And so it was, a real comfort to me when times were a bit harder.
Well, it's a lovely song, and thank you. Let's just touch on music for yourselves. Singing, instruments, Amy.
I mean, I attempt to sing and play the piano. I got to grade 5 flute, but that was many moons
That's
ago.
That's big. Grade 5 is way up there. There's only 8 grades,
well,
aren't there?
Well, yeah. So I worked my way through them. And then I think I started to realise that I just preferred singing and playing the piano. And to be honest, now I kind of only really do it when I have half a second. And I sing most of my little boy when I'm singing him to sleep at night. So, yeah, I kind of save it for that now. I don't really do much more of that anymore these days, but I try.
What about you, Lewis?
Well, there's a great parallel here because I also made grade 5, but on the drum kit.
Wow.
Before changing instruments. Yeah, drums were my first. I think it was the only one my school was offering at the time. And I thought, well, I'd love to learn a instrument. So I picked up the drum kit. But then around 14, 15, I was like, you know what? I find the guitar much more expressive. So switched over. And yeah, I play every single day now, even. I play acoustic stuff mostly, very much into learning old folk songs and stuff like that, which, you know, isn't everyone's cup of tea, but I absolutely love it. Yeah, and it's massive in my life.
And singing
a bit as well. Yeah, I've not got the best voice in the world, but you know, in the kitchen's not too bad.
Flute, a guitar and 2 vocals. Well, obviously not while you're playing the flute. That's a bit tricky.
That is harder, but I can play some piano chords. Enough piano chords to get me by. Yeah. My party trick is Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll pull that out if I've had a few drinks on the
really?
Piano. Not the full thing, but the main piano parts.
Wow.
Is my little party
Where's
trick.
My keyboard when I need it?
What not a here. Shame.
It's
oh,
not in
shucks.
The room. Right. Let's have another track from you, Lewis. It was Bob Dylan yesterday. What have we got today?
Yeah, something a bit more modern. I just wanted to go for a absolute feel-good song today, so I've chosen the one that I will go to whenever I'm in the best mood possible, and that is Because I'm Me by The Avalanches.
Hi.
Sweet the Rango jacket, ball sling, glow, Bronx's only Django. Snappy, a golfer, stopper, that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See my percentages are pinned to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal lock. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black, pink on the Chevy.
Mark Tiley
on Manx Radio.
Suggesting for a moment that that is a surprise, but given that the Beach Boys were around when I was a very little boy and you were not, mm-hmm. Lewis, because yes. you weren't around, what has drawn you to the Beach Boys?
I don't even know. It's been the Beach Boys have been one of those artists that we've had on in the car as children, and I've just grown up with and absolutely adore the Beach Boys. And in more recent times, this song was very much a romantic choice, because I'm getting married in 2 months' time to my partner of over 10 years.
Hang on a minute. I think we just had to do that. Sorry.
Thank you. And that is very much one of our... We love the Beach Boys together. We had an album in the car, the Philharmonic Orchestra collection that was released about 5 years or so now. So it reminds me of camping trips together. And up until now, we often dance around the kitchen to that song in particular. So, yeah, and that's going to... It'll feature in the wedding at some point.
How lovely is that? Any love for the Beach Boys, Amy?
Oh, I love them. I mean, to be honest, God Only Knows was very close to coming into one of my ones that I chose today, because I just love that song. And the Beach, you can't be sad when you're listening to the Beach Boys, can you? They're
no.
just so upbeat and so happy. So yeah, lot of love for the Beach Boys.
Now then, before we let you go, I want to talk about the future of news. The future of news. When I started off in this malarkey, you had print, you had photo, you had radio, you had telly. They were very distinct disciplines. As far as I can tell now, you've got to cover every base, no matter who you're working for.
Absolutely. It's massive. And you really do have to be a multimedia journalist now. You're not necessarily just one or the other. I mean, here in our own newsroom, for example, we're doing things for social media. We're doing things for the radio. We're doing things for the website. We're doing things in so many different formats. And even when you're looking at the content that you're making, for each show, it's different. For a bulletin, it's different. We have to tailor so much of what we're doing for the people who are going to be engaging with it and the way they're going to be engaging with it. And so it's not straightforward anymore by any stretch of the imagination, but then again, that's one of the things that I just love about it, and it just makes it really exciting. And it means that when you have a really good story that you're working on, you can properly own it, and that is yours, and you can really tell it the way that you want it to be told and the way that your guest deserves to have that story told as well. Don't get me wrong, it's a challenge. It's a real challenge, and trying to work out who's going to be engaging with what and where and how, it's a constant thing that you're having to try and keep up with. But I think that's what makes it exciting, personally.
I'm going to pass the crystal ball to you, Lewis. Where's it going? How's it going to change? You two are some of the youngest in our newsroom. Mm-hmm. You've got years of this coming. Where's it going to go to next?
It's quite frightening, I think, at the minute. For me personally, I know obviously there's AI and things creeping in, and you kind of think, is that going to be the future? Are people going to resolve to that? And how can you trust that? You know, I think there's often a times when there's so much progression towards in certain areas of technology that you have to look out for the moments of authenticity, especially. And when everything's online on social media, someone described social media as the Wild West to me once, and that stuck with me because it very much is, how can you know what to trust at the right time? So, you know, to be able to contribute to an output that can be trustworthy is invaluable, I think, especially in this day and age, and it's only going to get more valuable.
I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah, 100%, absolutely.
I remember a very, very short lesson from a news editor when I started out in this crazy old world a long time ago. And he said to me, he had a big fag on, big Benson and Hedges. He
looked
at me.
Old school.
He looked at me.
The good old days.
Probably. He just said, "Don't worry, Mark." He said, "Very simple. Does anyone give a beep about this or not? If they don't give a beep about it, don't talk about it."
To be honest,
if
that's our newsroom motto, isn't it? So what? Who cares?
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's our newsroom motto. And it is literally as simple as that, because what is the point of doing it if no one cares about it? Or if no one cares about it and it's important, how do you make them care about it? And that is the real art of journalism.
And I guess also, do they need to know? Does somebody need to know this? Yep. Is this so important and they don't know, and we need to generate that information, get that
or
out
you're
there.
Just doing it for clicks, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
A fine balance.
Yeah, it's but a really fine balance.
Yeah, the AI thing is quite curious, because there's so many things, almost daily, you're getting, it can do this, it can do that. Will it ever know what we want?
I'm going to say no.
I don't think it can ever truly replace a human. I mean, of course, there's so much online now. And also, we contribute so much to it and so much information to it without knowing. But I just don't think you can ever truly match that human touch and that human interaction and that human interpretation as well, particularly when it's face to face and you're able to actually engage like we are now and have these kind of conversations. A computer can't pick up on the same things. And it never will be able to, in my opinion. And I think, as Lewis says, I think it definitely has its strengths and its pros. And I'm all for it when it can help make people's lives easier. But I think there has to be a balance struck where, like, we have to have our own autonomy over it, I think.
Absolutely. Well, 60 years old Manx Radio this month. I feel very happy that you two are involved in forging some of the next years ahead, taking on the baton and keeping the flag flying at Manx Radio.
Thanks,
thank
Mark.
You very much.
Well, thank you both. And, look, Amy's got the last record. Look at that dating. I get the last record of my dance set player here. What have we got and why?
We have Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know, and the rest of my picks have all been fairly sort of deep. There's been a reason for them. The only reason for this is because I love it and it makes me think of really happy times in my life, and I don't think you can be unhappy listening to this song. It is just really upbeat and great. I love it.
Lewis, Amy, thank you for everything you do for us here at Manx Radio, and thank you for being part of My Tunes.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And we'll miss you.
In a few weeks, I will get time to realize it's right before my eyes, and I can take it. If it's what I want to do, I am leaving, and this is starting to feel like it's right before my eyes, and I can taste it. It's my sweet beginning, and I can tell just what you want. You don't want to be alone. You don't want to be alone. I can say it's what you
Outdoor Cinema Club. What a track. What You Know. The choice of Amy Griffiths, one of two of my MyTunes guests. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you, Amy. Been a fabulous, fabulous week. I'm Mark Tiley. More to come on MyTunes next week. And don't forget, keep coming back here to manxradio.com for more podcasts appearing every single day. And join me for the Mark Tiley Morning Show when you can. I thank you.